This is the watch booklet. Subject: Government. What I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. Christ Jesus. Excerpts from the article The United States of America by Bicknell Young. God is governing his own universe all of the time, and governing it correctly. There isn't a thing of which we can take cognizance that cannot come under the law of that divine power, and all that is required of us is said in that chapter in Miscellaneous Writings on Fidelity: be faithful. The old landmarks are disappearing. They are disappearing rapidly. In our country, the political situation has assumed suddenly an aspect utterly unlike anything that has preceded it. We have gone on with various parties. Today, the thing has changed, and we find that instead of being divided into two political parties, the Republican and Democrat, we are virtually divided into the clerical an anti-clerical party, whether we will or not. It just happened like that. Now, what are we going to do about it? The trouble or danger about it is that you see it wrong. One will say that the Republican or Democratic Party is nearest right, and you go on in the same old way. If he knows that his country is that which he thinks of correctly, that which he loves from the standpoint of love, that which he honors and sustains and supports because of principle, and that the government is really the government of God or Christ, and there is no other, then he knows something. And if he goes on knowing, he will meet any difficulty, he will meet any danger, overcome any threat, and establish divine power in behalf of his country. He will be more of a patriot than he ever dreamed of being, because he is exercising divine power to sustain whatever may be in accordance with principle in the administration or in the law of his country, and to absolutely maintain it and perpetuate it for the benefit of mankind. Every right idea has its being in God, and therefore it is maintained by God, principle, love, and operates on behalf of mankind. And Christian Science is here as this mighty power, that which eternally is, that which counts is to know that God has already done all things well. And this is the standpoint of Christian Science. From Miscellany by Mary Baker Eddy, page 246. Our Master said, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." And the spirit of his mission, the wisdom of his words, and the immortality of his works are the same today as yesterday and forever. The Magna Charta of Christian Science means much. Multum in parvo, all in one, and one in all. It stands for the inalienable universal rights of men, essentially democratic, Its government is administered by the common consent of the governed, wherein and whereby man, governed by his Creator, is self-governed. The Church is the mouthpiece of Christian Science. Its law and gospel are according to Christ Jesus. Its rules are health, holiness, and immortality, equal rights and privileges, equality of the sexes, rotation in office.